This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Memorial Day weekend is considered the start of summer, but it was anything but that in the interior last week, with windy, cold conditions and even snow in some places. Rick, what caused this brief but intense cool down?
Well, it turns out that wasn't the result of a big shift in the storm track or anything, but rather a tight little vortice of cold air came down from northwest Canada, moved across interior Alaska, actually wound up out in the Bering Sea. Now, these little spinning vortices of cold air are a common feature all the year at the high latitudes, but they're particularly pesky at this time of year because overall the large-scale winds are lighter, the jet stream is weaker, and so these small-scale features can have an outsized role in our weather here in Alaska. They tend not to be well forecast by the computer models, and their effects, as we saw over the Memorial Day weekend, can be very localized.
So why do we have these little spinning vortices of cold air?
Turns out that much more common at high latitudes than lower latitudes, and that's because the impacts of the spinning Earth on the atmosphere are amplified at high latitudes. It's not that these don't occur, say, in the lower 48, but they are more unusual. For our part of the world, these are a feature of our weather.
And one that keeps us on our toes, especially with this latest one, as it coincided with the start of gardening season. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.